The country's assembly lines are slowing down, and that is a sign. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. There are signs that manufacturing activity here in the U.S. has been slowing down recently. Why would manufacturers be dialing back? Well, because they aren't all that optimistic about where the economy's headed right now. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Part of the issue is that demand for a lot of manufactured goods has already been slowing down. Tim Quinlan is a senior economist at Wells Fargo. He says higher prices have been reducing people's spending power.
They're having to cut back, and a lot of those cutbacks are taking place in the goods sectors.
Quinlan says manufacturers are concerned that demand will keep slowing. As a result, they've been producing less and reducing worker hours.
They don't want to let people go, but they want to scale back the overall output of their factory and not get stuck with too much inventory.
There are some manufacturing sectors where demand is still strong. Chad Moutre, chief economist with the National Association of Manufacturers, says there's still a lot of demand for vehicles and for goods that supply the services sector, like food.
I think if people want to get out and about, that's going to have some positive impacts for the manufacturers that supply those sectors.
Moutre says a key question for those manufacturers is how quickly their supply chains will ease up. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
China's cybersecurity regulator has fined ride-hailing app Didi a record $1.2 billion this week for violating cybersecurity, data security, and privacy laws. The Didi CEO and president each face a fine of nearly $150,000. This was the latest step in a long-standing effort by the Chinese government to rein in big tech firms. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak has more from southern China.
The trouble for ride-hailing app Didi started last summer when it tried to list in the U.S. Chinese leaders reportedly did not want Didi to do this out of national security concerns. Didi pressed on anyways, and days later, China's cybersecurity authority announced it was investigating the company. Since then, Didi's apps have been taken off Chinese app stores, and the company has not been able to add new users. China's cybersecurity authority accuses Didi of, among other things, illegally collecting millions of screenshots from users' phones, along with addresses, phone numbers, and face recognition data. Didi says it accepts the regulator's decision. The company has also delisted from the New York Stock Exchange. Other tech firms have been fined for anti-competitive practices. But Chinese authorities are expected to ease up on big tech because China's economy is slowing down. In southern China, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.
Amazon says it's agreed to buy One Medical. That's the service where people can call up a primary care doctor at any time. Amazon will pay $3.9 billion in cash for One Medical. It's another move in Amazon's expansion into healthcare. It has an online pharmacy and its own urgent care service. Amazon stock up 0.1%. About a dozen years ago, a severe economic crisis in Greece drove a lot of people to move out, leave the country in search of a better life. But now, there are signs that people are heading back, as my Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, reports.
Dr. Poppy Kalitzi is a self-described brain drainer.
I'm a medical doctor, and I left in 2013.
Feeling a lack of opportunity, she and many of her friends moved to Germany in search of a better life.
Most of the doctors that I knew at that time, we left Greece because the salaries in the public sector, they are not good.
It's a similar story for Giorgia Mignotti, a speech research scientist for artificial intelligence at Samsung. She finished her undergraduate degree in 2014, but when she went looking for a master's program in Greece, she couldn't find one. Instead, she decided to enroll at a school in Edinburgh, Scotland. But
during that summer here in Greece, we had what we call capital controls, restrictions on bank transfers or money withdrawal. And basically, I could not actually transfer any money to book my accommodation. So in July, I heard that I had gotten the scholarship and I was really over the moon to be able to go.
Neither Georgia nor Poppy had any real plan to return to their home country, but life, as it does, has a way of luring them back. Poppy returned in 2016 after she got married, and Georgia, who said she's always been a little homesick, decided to give Greece another try when a career opportunity presented itself unexpectedly.
Some researchers who were Greek created a spin-off out of a research institute in Athens. They contacted me because they had managed to be acquired by Samsung Electronics and keep their offices and their research here in Athens. It felt like the time and the circumstances were right for me to come back.
For Poppy, experiences like hers and Georgia's resonated so much, she wanted to find a way to connect Greeks abroad with Greeks at home. So she co-founded an initiative called Brain Gain.
We were about 100,000 people that lived abroad after the economic crisis. And we decided to create a platform to join forces with the people that stayed in Greece in order to change the conditions that made us leave the country.
Now it's morphed into a fully fledged nonprofit that's teamed up with big names in business, including EY, Microsoft, Ogilvy, and Xerox. Poppy said new research Brain Regain has conducted shows about 30% of those living abroad are ready to return to Greece in the next year, and 72% are willing to accept as much as a 30% reduction in salary to do so. In Athens, Greece, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.